Indy car driver Dan Weldon died yesterday after a 15-car pileup at this year's Las Vegas Indy 300. The accident happened on turn two of the oval course. It sent cars flying into the outside wall, and Weldon's car ran into a fence. Weldon was 33 years old. Joining us now, Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at Takeaway member station WDET in Detroit. And Quinn, you knew Dan. You'd interviewed him on a number of occasions, right?
I had. He was a very personable guy, the kind of smile that would light up a room. A lot of times, people at this level of motor racing have a confidence that borders on arrogance. And Weldon certainly had that, but he also had a kind word for many people. It's a loss not only to the racing community of somebody with a tremendous amount of skill, but also somebody who had a tremendous personality.
But it's tragedy that kind of hangs over all race. I mean, when you're driving a vehicle at over 200 miles an hour, the danger is always there, isn't it, Quinn?
It is. In fact, you've talked to some drivers. I've talked in the past with some and asked them that very question. You know, is this kind of a new gladiatorial games in a way? One of the things I'll always say is, well, they're doing something they love, but I mean, everybody can say that as well. One of the things in this situation, one guy told me once, it was like some people like to live what they called a savings account life, where you put a little bit in each day and you just kind of have a measured approach to life. And he said other people would take a more colorful approach. They can find more activity, more action. And it was something that, not that they were an adrenaline junkie, but something that really spoke to them more. And racing drivers seem to fall into that category. They accept the danger, they go on, and yet it doesn't lessen any of the tragedy when something like this actually happens.
But Quinn, isn't there an issue with the rules of motor racing as they've developed, where they try to keep suspense, as many drivers in the field and possibly winning the championship as possible? And so you've got incentives to be particularly reckless at certain points when a particular move is going to guarantee you a huge payoff.
Yeah, I don't know if reckless is the right word for it. Competitiveness, certainly. And, you know, again, I don't know that the rules are the way you would put it. In this case, it was really a case of sponsorship, a case of trying to make this very last race of the IndyCar season a spectacle. IndyCar had reached a peak in the mid-90s and then had suffered kind of a civil war, had dropped in popularity, and they were really pushing for this last race to be something big. In fact, Weldon himself, the day before, had said that this was going to be going on the same time as the NFL, the most popular sport in the United States, and that if people would just turn their TV away from a pro football game and watch our race, they won't go away because of the excitement. IndyCar was trying to have these cars packed together at speeds that you would see on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, a much larger track, 220 miles an hour plus. The problem is when you have them jammed together at such a smaller track as Las Vegas, you have the potential to have a lot of exciting passing, which is what they're looking for, but also the potential that if something happens in the middle of the pack, as it did in this race, no normal human is going to have the reaction time to really stop. And even somebody with the skill of a Dan Weldon is just going to hit that, and in this case, flipped up into the fence and suffered these unsurvivable injuries.
And in fact, any injury, any accident that occurs when they're packed in that tightly is going to involve a lot of cars, and in this case involved 15 or 16 Indy cars.
It did. And in fact, the most ironic thing about it is that Weldon had won the Indy 500, didn't have a ride for the rest of the season, and actually was developing next year's Indy car, which was going to have an emphasis on safety. So next year, people will be driving a car that Weldon had made safer and then lost his life in the last race using the current chassis.
Talking about the death yesterday of Indy car driver Dan Weldon, who died at the Las Vegas Indy 300. Quinn Kleinfelter there, senior news editor at Takeaway member station WDET in Detroit. Thanks, Quinn.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.